Welcome to The State for Friday, April 5th, where we bring you the headlines that matter. I'm your host, Rachel Fulton. For our first story of the day, focusing on campus news, in the fall semester of last year, 202 cases of larceny or property crimes have been reported at Michigan State University. Throughout the months of January, February, and March alone, there were 7 reported cases of larceny at MSU's IM East Fitness Center this year, according to MSU Police Department spokesperson Dana White. Communications manager at the MSU Auxiliary Sports Group, Ian Montague, said IM staff put the safety of students first, and cameras would be a privacy issue inside the locker room. They are working with MSU police and public safety to address these incidents, Montague said. White said MSU PD is not able to disclose camera locations due to safety and security concerns on campus. She noted that MSU PD is working with IME staff and student life and engagement on how to prevent further larcenies from occurring. For our second story, focusing on student life, although Thursday nights in the second floor gym of the IM Circle building may look like a scene out of a Shakespeare play, the members of the Renaissance Sword Society need not have a heavy head or crown, just their long swords, some in-depth knowledge of medieval dueling tactics, and a bit of padding. Historical European martial arts, or also known as HEMA, is exactly what it sounds like, the study and practice of the old European martial system, which died out ages ago. But it's seen a resurgence in the past decade, including here at MSU, where English senior Han Yu founded the Renaissance Sword Society last spring. Yu began practicing HEMA before he was an MSU student. When he got to MSU, the lack of an existing club on campus was enough motivation for him to start one. Yu said his initial goal when starting the club was to make new friends, fence with them, and ultimately create new fencers that could shoot off into the world to start their own clubs and contribute to a larger, growing HEMA scene. But HEMA is much more than just banging swords together. What may seem like a simple sword fighting sport actually requires scholarship and interpretation of old texts. And while it's certainly possible to become a good HEMA fencer simply by going to a gym and asking instructors questions, you said that what separates the good fencers from the great fencers is the level of understanding of the texts and that person's ability to apply that knowledge to what they end up practicing in the gym. And like most hobbies, complexities can come off as somewhat daunting, but you said one of the best parts of the club is the community, which is quite welcoming to newcomers. For our final story of the week, focusing on more student life, Michigan State University's Division of the Public Relations Student Society of America, or PRSSA, competed in a public relations case study competition to draw attention to multicultural topics from February 5th to March 25th. The Bateman Case Study Competition, which is a national event put on yearly by PRSSA, chooses a subject for their chapters to test their skills and generate an effective PR campaign around. This year, the subject of the competition was Cultures Magazine. Cultures is a publication that focuses its attention on stories of intersectional identities, mainly centered on people with multi-ethnic, multicultural, mixed race, or geographically mobile identities. The organization chose to leave the E out of the word cultures to represent the often hidden diversities within their storytellers and audience. Writing multicultural stories lends more diverse voices to a narrative, but with it comes the challenge of making these voices heard. MSU PRSSA showcased the value of cultures by engaging students in a way that spoke to them. The team engrossed students in conversations during a pop-up cookie giveaway at Brody and even brought in multicultural student organization leaders for a panel discussion. And to end our last episode of the week, here are a few announcements. Today's weather forecast is predicting mainly cloudy, with a high of 46 and a low of 31. For the rest of the weekend, it looks like it will be mixes of clouds and sun, with temps warming up in the mid to higher 50s. Next, here's the MSU home athletic lineup for the weekend. Starting off with baseball, they'll play Niagara tonight at 6:05 p.m., tomorrow at 3:35 p.m., and Sunday at 1:05 p.m., all at McLean Baseball Stadium. Softball will take on Indiana today at 5 p.m., tomorrow at 1 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m., all taking place at Sekia Stadium. Next, women's tennis will play Michigan tomorrow at 4 p.m. And finishing off the weekend, men's tennis will verse Purdue tomorrow at 12 p.m. and Indiana at 12 p.m. on Sunday, both at the MSU Indoor Tennis Center. Thank you for joining us here on The State, produced by The State News and Impact 89 FM. You can find us online at statenews.com and impact89fm.org. We'll see you next week with some more news.